Vayishma Moshe, and Moshe heard Lekoil Chosnoi to the voice of his father-in-law, Vayas Koil Asher Omar, and he did everything that he said. Vayivchar Moshe Anshei Chayil, and Moshe chose Anshei Chayil Mikol Yisrael, from all of Klal Yisrael. It only mentions Anshei Chayil, although in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Pasuk says that he should look for Anshei Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emes, and Soinei Batsa. The Ramban learns that included in Anshei Chayil are all the other ones. Even though the Torah only mentions one, it really means all four. As opposed to Rashi in Sefer Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav, where he says that Moshe was not able to find all the milas that he was looking for. He only found Anshei Chayil and two others. Vayitin Osam Roshim Ala'om. And Moshe placed these people as leaders on the nation. Sorry Alofim, sorry Meis, sorry Chamishim, sorry Asaris. Bishavtu as Ha'om B'chol Eis, and they judged the nation at all times. Es Hadover HaKosho Yivyun El Moshe, the hard things they brought to Moshe, B'chol Hadover HaKoton Yishputu Heim, and the small things they judged by themselves. Some Mefarshim ask, why before in Pasuk Chaf Beis does it say, B'chol Hadover HaGodol Yivyu Eilecho, the big things will be brought to Moshe, and over here it switches the Lashon in Pasuk Chavav and says, Es Hadover HaKosho Yivyun El Moshe. And the Al-Shulch explains that earlier in Pasuk Chaf Beis, those are the words of Yisroi. Yisroi was differentiating between Gadol and Katon. What was brought to Moshe? Gadol, cases that involved a lot of money. But small money, only a few prutas, those were brought to the Bnei Yisrael. On that, Moshe answered in Pasuk Chaf Vav, no. The din of a pruta kimeya is like 100. We don't look at the size of the money, the amount of money that's involved in the case, but rather in the hardness and the difficulty of the case. And that's why Moshe switched it and said, Kol Hadover HaKosha Yivyun El Moshe. Whatever was hard, a difficult question, not just whether it was a lot of money or less money. Kol Hadover HaKotoin, and something was that was an easier case, Yishputu Heim, they judged by themselves. Vayishalach Moshe Es Chosnoi, and Moshe sent his father-in-law, Vayelech Le'el Arzai, and he went back to his land. Yisroi went back to Midjan, to be Megayer B'nei Mishpachta. And this happened in the second year, as Rashi explains, because we find that Yisroi was still around in the time of Parshat Baal Yisra in the second year when they went out of Mitzrayim. Moshe was trying to persuade Yisroi to stay and come along with them to Eretz Yisrael. And Yisroi said, no, I want to go back and be Megayer B'nei Mishpachti, the people of my family. And Yisroi went back to Midjan, was Megayer, the people of his family, and then came back to the Midbar where the Yidden were. Going back to Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Tezayin, I heard a Musadik Avart that people always ask Shilas to their Rav concerning things Ben Odom Lamokoyim. But when it comes to questions of Ben Odom Lachaveroi, they don't ask any questions until it is already time for a Din Torah. They're already involved in a fight. And he touches up the Pasuk like this. Ki Yovei Elai Ha'om Lidrash Elokim. People are always coming to a Rav Lidrash Elokim to ask things that are Ben Odom Lamokoy. But when it comes to things Ben Odom Lachaveroi, Ki Yilehem Dovar, when they already have a fight, Bo Eli, they come to me. Bishafadati ben Ishu ben Re'eu. And then I have to judge between two people. It is only after they already have a fight that I have to come and mediate the fight. They should really come just like they come Ben Odom Lamokoyim and ask the question before there is a problem. They should also really come by Dine Mominus and ask the question before there is already a riv. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayihimi Machros. And it was on the day after. Zok Rashi. Matzoi Yom HaKippurim Hoya. It was the day after Yom Kippur. Kach Shoninu B'Sifri. So we learned in the Sifri. Umahumi Machros. What does it mean the day after? The Machros Riditai Minahar. The day after Moshe came down from the mountain. Valkor Chacho. E'ef Shuloymar Elomi Machros Yom HaKippurim. It is not possible to say any other way. The only way to say it is that Mimachros in our Pasuk means that Moshe was sitting to judge the nation on the day after Yom Kippur. Sha'arei Koyde Matan Torah, before they got the Torah on Vav Sivan, E'ef Shuloymar V'hodati Es Chukei Elokim V'es Torah. The Pasuk could not have said that Moshe was saying that I am teaching the laws of Hashem. He didn't get the Torah yet. So obviously this took place after Vav Nisan. Umisha Nitna Torah Ad Yom Kippurim, and from the time that he got the Torah, Vav Nisan, until Yom Kippur, Yud Tishrei, La Yeshev Moshe Lishpoed Es HaOm. Moshe never sat to judge the nation. Why? On the 17th day of Tammuz, he came down and broke the luchos. And on the next day, he went up early in the morning, and he waited 80 days in Shemayim. And he came down on Yom Kippur. So we see, from Matan Torah until Yom Kippur, there was only one day that Moshe even came down from Shemayim, and that was the day he broke the Luchais on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. So, it is not possible that Moshe was sitting to judge the nation any time between Vav Sivan and Yud Tishrei. So it must be Mimachoras, the day after Yom Kippur. The Ein Parsha Zuk, Suva Keseder. And then this Parsha is not in order. Shaloi Ne'emar Vayehi Mimachoras Ad Shona Shniya. Because if Vayehi Mimachoras means the day after Yom Kippur, that was the second year that they went out of Mitzrayim. And we know that the end of the Parsha is Matan Torah. And that happened on Vav Sivan the first year. So Sheni, Pasuk Yud Gimel, took place after Matan Torah. So the Psukim are out of order. And Rashi now is coming to explain that you should not be bothered that the Parsha of Vayehi Mimachoras is out of order. Because anyway, according to all Manda Armim, you'll have to say that Parshas Yisrei has some Psukim that are out of order. There's a machloikis when Yisrei came. Did Yisrei come before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah? If Yisrei came after Matan Torah, then the Parsha from the beginning is out of order. Because the end of the Parsha speaks about Matan Torah, and the beginning of the Parsha talks about when Yisrei came, which happened after Matan Torah. So the Psukim are out of order from the beginning. But even according to the Manda Omar that says that Yisrei came before Matan Torah, so the beginning of the Parsha happened before Matan Torah and is in order. So maybe you want to say, so how can we say Vayehi Mimachoras took place afterwards? That man, the Omar, will have to say anyway that Pasuk Chof Zayin, Vayeshalach Moshe Es Chosnei, when Moshe sent his father-in-law back, happened after Matan Torah and is out of order. Because we find that Yisrael was still around in Parshas Va'aloscha in the second year. So it must be that Moshe sent him back in the second year. So this pasuk took place after Matan Torah. So according to everybody, there will be some psukim that have to be out of order. So therefore, it should not bother you that Vayehi Mimachoras took place in the second year after the parsha of Kabbalas HaTorah. And this is what Rashi is saying: Af l'divrei ha'omer Yisrei koydem Matan Torah ba. Even according to the Manda Omar that says that Yisrei came before Matan Torah, and the whole parsha is in order. Shiluchay el arzay lo'hoya. Moshe sending his father-in-law back to his land did not occur. Elo ad chonishniyah until the second year. Shari Nehmer Khan says for over here in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayishalach Moshe es choisnoi. Moshe sent his father-in-law back. Umotzin ubemas ha-degolim. And we find by the traveling of the degolim, Sha'omalei Moshe, that Moshe said, Noisim anachnu el amokoyim. We are traveling to the place, to Eretz Yisrael. Al no tazoi moysonu, do not leave us. So we see that Yisrael was still around then. The Imzu Koyde Matan Torah, if you want to say that this took place before Matan Torah, Misha Sholchoi, from when he sent him away, Veholach, and he went, Heichom Etzinu Shechazar. Where do we find that Yisrael came back? The Torah would definitely have mentioned that Yisrael came back for Matan Torah. So we cannot say that he left before Matan Torah, because we don't find any mention of him returning. So it must be that this took place in the second year, and Moshe sent him away in the second year, and the pasuk is out of order. And the Torah does not mention Yisrael returning because he wasn't coming back for any specific huge event like Matan Torah. Vim Tamar, maybe you'll want to say, Shom Leinema Yisrael. Over there wasn't Yisrael. Yisrael was really sent back in the first year. And over there, it's not Yisrael. Elo Chayvav. Because the pasuk says, Chayvav. And Chayvav is not Yisrael. Ubnoi Shal Yisrael Haya. It was the son of Yisrael. And that Rashi says, no. Hu Chayvav, hu Yisrael. Chayvav is Yisrael. Sharik Siv, Mibnei Chayvav, Choysen Moshe. Because the Pasuk says, the children of Chayvav, who was Chayvav, the father-in-law of Moshe. Like Rashi mentioned earlier in the beginning of the Parsha. So we see, no matter how you learn, whether you learn like the Manda Omar who says Yisrael came after Matan Torah, then the Pesukim from the beginning of the Parsha are out of order. Whether you learn like the Madamu who says Yisrael came before Matan Torah, and the Psukim in the beginning of the Parsha are in order, but the Pasuk by Yashalach Moshe Chosnei is out of order. So anyway you learn, there's a Psukim that are out of order. Therefore, it does not bother us to also say that the Parsha of Vayehi Mimachoras took place after Yom Kippur in the second year, and the psukim are out of order because this parsha really occurred after Matan Torah. So Rashi, Vayeshev, Moshe, and Moshe sat, Vayamid Ha'om, and the Om stood. Yoshev Kemelech, he was sitting like a king, Vekulon Omdim, and they all stood. This was bothering Yisrael. That he was acting cheap and being mezalzel the honor of Klal Yisrael. And he admonished Moshe on this. Why are you sitting alone and everybody is standing? And like we explained earlier, Yisrael was not bothered by the ones who were actually busy with the Din Torah. They were supposed to be standing. He was bothered by the long lines of people waiting and standing for Moshe. Min ha'boker ad ha'orev, from the morning until evening. Efshalom Mekane, is it possible to say that? We know that the Tziva Melech HaMishkan took place on that day, so Moshe could not have been judging them from morning till evening. Ela koldayin shedon in emes lamitoy, a dayin that judges a truthful judgment, afilu sho achas, even for 1 hour. Mala olav ha'kosum, the Torah considers it ki'ilu oisik ba'Torah kol hayoyim, as if he was Isaac and Torah a whole day. I didn't totally understand where Rashi sees this, because all we see in the Pasuk is that it says that he was judging for a whole day. So maybe the most you can say here is that somebody who judges for an hour is as if he judges for a whole day. Where does Rashi see that it is as if he was Isaac b'Torah kol hayoyim? And it is as if he became a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. Why? Shenemar boy, because by the creation it says Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Boker, and over here it says Min HaBoker Ad HaOrev. So we see the two words are the same. So somebody who judges is as if he has a shutiv and he has a partnership in the creation of the world. And the Mefarshim explain, why would a person who judges be compared and have a connection to the one who created the world? Because the world cannot exist without judgment, without laws, because each person would steal from the other one and bring destruction to the world. Therefore, the judges are continuing the existence of this world, and therefore they are considered as if they are a shutif b'masei bereishis. So, Rashi Vaitam, ki yavoi, he will come. It means kibo lashon hayve. It doesn't mean a future lashon, but rather it means because they always come to seek advice from Hashem. Lidra shalikim kitagumai, like Targum says, limitva ulpan, to seek instruction. Lishoil talmud bipi hagvura, to ask learning from Hashem. Ki yi elohem davar, if somebody will have something, mi shehoi lo davar bo elai, the person that has the issue will come to me. Two people. Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Rabim Lohem, and then the Lashon Yochid of Bo. And that he explains that two people are fighting. Ki Yi Lohem Dover. They both have a fight with each other, but Bo Eli, the one who is losing out and the one who feels he is being taken advantage of, will come to the Din Torah. Vayomer Chosen Moshe, and Chosen Moshe said, so Rashi, Derech Kavod Kori HaKosuv Chosnei Shel Melech. In a way of honor, the Pasuk calls Yisroel by the name, the father-in-law of the king. And you have to understand why Rashi says this over here. He could have really said it earlier in Pasuk Yudalid, Vayar Chosin Moshe, where there also Yisroel is called by the name Chosin Moshe. Novoil Tiboil, you will surely become tired, Kitagumay, like Targum says, Milet Tilet. Ulushoine Lashon Kamisha, and the Lashon means the Lashon of withering, Kemoy Veha'ola Nivol, and the leaf withered, kineval ala migefen, like the leaf withers from the grapevine. Shehu kamosh, it withers ayide chama vayide kerach, through the heat and the cold. Vekoychay tosh, and its strength becomes weak, vanilla and withers. And the pasuk says, gam ato, not only you, Moshe, will become tired, but gam ato, the rabbis Aaron v'chur v'ayin zakenim, to include Aaron, chur, and the 70 zakenim. And the mefarshim all ask, then how is it possible that Chur is mentioned here? This parsha took place after Yom Kippur, like Rashi says, and Chur was killed by the Maisa Egel many months before. So the Mefarshim explain that this is what the pasuk is coming to say. Novel Tiboil, you Moshe will become tired. And even if you were to have with you Aaron, Chur, and the 70 Zakenim, they would also become tired. Not that they really were judging with Moshe, because they were not. Chor was dead. It just means to say that even if Aaron, Hur, and the 70 Zekanim were to judge with you, they would also be Naval Tibal, they would surely become tired. Ki Chavid Mimcha, it is harder for you. Kavdai Rav, Yoise Mikoychacha. This is harder than your strength. Yatzcha Vihi Elikim Imach. I will give you advice, and let Hashem be with you Be'etza in this advice. Omer Loi, Yisroi told Moshe, Tse Hamlich Begvura, go ask Hashem. You should be opposite Hashem, shliach u'melitz beinoisam l'makot, as a messenger and an interpreter between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. V'shoyel mishpatim me'itoy, to ask laws and judgment from Hashem, and you will bring es hadvarim divrei rivosam, the words of their arguments to Hashem, and you will caution them all the chukim and the Torahs, and make known to them the way they should go and the things that they should do. And you should look beruach hakodesh she'olecha, through ruach hakodesh, and look for four different types of people: anshei chayil, rich people, ashirim, wealthy, she'ein tzrichim lahachnif, they do not need to flatter, ulahakir ponim, and to show recognition. You should also look for yirei elokim and anshei emes, truthful people, elu bale haftocha, these are people that their words mean something, shehem kedai lismach al devrehem, because they are worthy to rely on their words. She'al yedei kein yiu devrehem nishmoin, through this their words will be heard. Somebody who is a truthful person, his words are accepted. Soinei botza, somebody who hates money. Targum Unkelus says that it means literally people who hate to take money from other people. But Rashi says shesoinin es mamoinon bedin, they hate their money being taken out with a din Torah. Kahid the Amri, like the Gemara says, called dino de mafke mamoinon minay, any dayan that money has to be taken out from him bedina through a din Torah, lav dino who should not be a dayan. Moshe was looking for people who did not like to have their money being pulled away from them through litigation. Sorry, alofim, leaders of alofim, heim hayu sheish me'er sarim l'sheish me'er elef. We're dealing with a group of 600 judges for 600,000 people in Klal Yisrael. Sorry, me'er sheishes alofim hayu. The group of sorry me'er was 6,000. Sorry, chamishim yud beis elef was a group of 12,000. Sorry, asorays shishim elef. The group of sorry asorays was 60,000. Rashi was really bothered by the fact that when you look at the pasuk, it seems to be counting backwards from higher to lower. Alofim, meois, chamishim, and asoris. But in essence, Rashi is saying that it is really counting upwards, because the group of sari alofim was a group of 600. The sari meios was 6,000, sari chamishim was 12,000, and sari asoris was 60,000. So in the amount of people in each group, it was really counting upward. So Rashi baitim. V'shaftu, v'dunun, it means they should judge. Lashon tzivui, it is a command. V'hokel molecho, dovezeh l'hokel molecho. This thing is in order that it should make it easier for you to judge. V'hokel means it always becomes easier. K'may v'hach beres libay, he is always hardening his heart. V'hakos es moyav, he is always hitting moyav. Lashon hoive, a lashon that means constant. V'hokel me'olecho, it should always be easier for you. If Hashem commands you, you will be able to do it. Hamlech bigvura, ask Hashem. Im yitzave oisoch, if He will command you to do it, lasis kach, to do like this, tuchal amoid, you will be able to stand. Im yaakev al yotcho, but if He will hold you back, lo yisucha la amoid, you will not be able to stand. Vegam kol ha'omazeh, and also all of this nation, what is kol ha'omazeh? Aaron Nodav Aviu v'shivim zekenim. It is referring to Aaron. Over here it does not mention Hur, it says Nodav Aviu and the 70 zekenim. Hanilvim ata imoch, that are helping you now. And even though from the Taina of Yisroi it seems to be mashma that only Moshe alone was judging the nation, the Be'er Yitzchak explains that Aaron, Nodav Aviu, and the Zikne Yisroel were helping Moshe originally, but they were all involved in even the smallest, pettiest case. And that's why Yisrael was saying that Moshe, Aaron, Nodav Aviu, and the Zikne Yisrael should be only used for the very, very hard cases, and leave the easier cases for the Sari Alofim, Sari Meos, Sari Chamishim, and Sari Asoris. So Rashi Vaiter, Veshoftu. Here the word Veshoftu is not the same as Veshoftu in Pasuk Chafes. Over here it means V'dainin Yos Amo. it's not a tzivui, but rather it is saying what they did. They judged the nation. And same thing by the word yiviyun, maisun. They brought it to Moshe. Yishputu heim kimo yishpoitu b'choylem. It's as if it says yishpoitu with the choylem. And we also find a similar thing, v'chein by Rus, loisavuri kimo loisavori. Loisavuri is like it says, loisavori. V'tagumai, dainun inun. And this also means that they always judged. Mikrois ha'yoinim, the first psukim, in pasuk chafbeiz, ha'yulashin sivoi. The whole pasuk is a command. L'kach mitagamino, and that's why it is interpreted vidunun, yaisun, and yidunun. On the word b'shaftu, Targum says vidunun, and they should judge. On the pasuk yovio elecha, they will bring to you yaisun, it is a tzivoy, they should bring to you. And on the pasuk v'chol hadavar ha'katan, yishpetuhem, Targum says yidunun, they should judge. Umikroi is halolu, but pasuk ches chavav is loshen asiyah. It's telling you that they actually are doing it, and that's why it means v'shaftu is and they did judge. And as hadavar akashu yivion al Moshe, they did bring to Moshe. V'chol hadavar akotan yishputu heim, they did judge by themselves. Vayelach loyel artzoi, and Yisroi went back to his nation, to his land, to Midyan, legayer b'nei mishpachtoi, to be megayer the people of his mishpacha. And like we said earlier, after he was megayer them, he came back to the midbar.